People concerned about Africa have been circulating a simple map. It divides Africa in two parts. There's a small block of nations on the west coast that are fighting Ebola, and the rest of that vast continent is simply labeled No Ebola. NPR's Gregory Warner visited one of the borders between the two.
Standing about a half a mile from the border with Liberia, in the western edge of Ivory Coast, I don't see any fence, and no guard, and no signage.
Okay, so here we are at just basically a little path off the road, and this path goes to Liberia. Quelle distance, Liberia?
This question in terrible French is directed at the local village chief, Gueux Denis. He and a neighborhood carpenter, Tom Benjamin, and a few other farmers have been recruited by the government to keep out trespassers. It's a volunteer watch committee, so they're not paid, they're not armed, and they have no gloves and no masks. And yet they have to guard a border that, Chief Denis tells me, is as easy to cross as wading through a little river.
Wow. Okay, can we see the river?
Okay,
we're going to walk to Liberia now.
The 800-plus mile border between Ivory Coast and the two Ebola-affected countries of Guinea and Liberia is often referred to as porous. But zoom in your satellite on this forested region and you could easily miss the border entirely. On both sides of this spot, they speak the same local language, Yoruba, a language not spoken anywhere else in either country. Before Ebola, they used to cross the border regularly for weddings and funerals, to trade with each other, or for resolving disputes. There's one tribal king who settles conflicts on both sides.
Okay, so we're just basically walking down this really nice hiking path. Just great butterflies, beautiful palm trees.
The existence of this well-worn path makes government officials very anxious. Dr. Boni Aman is the regional health director in the town of Denane, about 15 miles inland. He says he lacks the basics, the protective equipment, the washing stations, the 4x4 ambulances necessary here to handle an outbreak.
If today we have a case, we don't know how to manage it.
But he says the border villagers have in the past not shared his panic, maybe because they don't have electricity, they don't have TV, they're not subjected to a barrage of Ebola news, or maybe because their fear is trumped by family feeling.
They know that their relatives are suffering over there, so they are making attempt to cross the border to bring them food, or they are making attempt to come in Ivory Coast to buy what they need. As human being, you cannot see another human being suffering and do nothing.
It's exactly 7 minutes after we started on the path, we reach Liberia.
But wait, so like that is Liberia, right there?
Yeah.
That's Liberia.
Yeah.
That tree is in Liberia?
Village Chief Gueux Denis says this is dangerous work, guarding this spot without gloves, without guns.
Are you scared that you might get Ebola from this work?
Oui.
But then he tells me something surprising, that the provincial deputy authority warned them, if one person in your village gets Ebola, he'll burn the entire village, burn it down. And so they've made the calculation of sending anyone that they might know, even their own relatives, back across the border to face Ebola alone. Tom Benjamin, the carpenter on this committee, confirms this about his own younger sister, who lives on the Liberian side.
Because of the closure of the border, she can no more come here. It's very painful, but as Ebola is a threat for everybody, what can you do?
So are you afraid of the Ebola, or are you afraid of the village being burnt, or of the village being quarantined?
On a peur de l'Ebola.
We're scared of Ebola, the chief says. Health officials don't entirely believe him. They think that some villagers may be hiding their relatives that come across. This is exactly why international health officials warn against shutting borders. You criminalize the disease and make it harder to monitor. But villagers here tell me that what they fear is not just Ebola, but their people being quarantined, and they believe left to die. Right now, they live on this side of the border, a border that they're in charge of enforcing. What they fear is that a government that wants to keep out Ebola at all costs could could easily draw a new border, a quarantine border, with them on the wrong side. Gregory Warner, NPR News.